Good morning, everyone. I'm good. Wanted to thank you all for coming. It's been a while since we last had some time together. Also wanted to thank the Crafts for their support. Thank Coach Mayo and his staff throughout this draft process. It's been great collaborating with them and working with them, you know, with private workouts and Zoom calls and, you know, getting their reports in and all those things. Wanted to thank the scouts for their tireless effort to get this draft class right over the last, call it 3 years, being away from their families, working on the road, digging out information, being passionate about what they do, and also, you know, representing the Patriots in a professional manner. And also wanted to thank the families of the coaches and scouts for, you know, kind of putting up with us, putting up with these crazy schedules. You know, the coaches had a week off at the end of March, and a lot of vacations were scheduled, and some of our coaches needed to, you know, leave their vacations to go to these pro days. So we definitely appreciate the families, and we're going to try to get this thing right and get it back on. So with that being said, I would like to take today to talk about the draft and talk about the draft process. So if anyone has any questions, shoot.
Right now, you're the final decision maker on this. For Robert Kraft, he's talking about having an open GM search. Afterwards, maintaining a GM position, he's also said, I want to talk to the quarterback and draft him. How does the dynamic of not being a general manager say, how is that impacting the move for the future?
Yeah, it doesn't really impact it much at all. We're just kind of putting our heads down and working. Obviously, at the end of the day, somebody has to make the decision. But there's a group of people that we're relying on to help make these decisions. Obviously, Coach Mayo is heavily involved. The coaching staff, the whatever coordinator on whatever side of the ball we pick for each pick, and the scouting department. So we're just really kind of focused on the long term, focused on what's right for the team.
Do you personally feel at all if you're, for lack of a better word, on trial with this pick?
I haven't thought about it that way. That's an interesting way to think about it. No, I like, since I've been given this opportunity to work with these people, I've just kind of put my head down and tried to do things that I feel like are the best for the Patriots.
So we talked to you about the combine.
No, but again, like if I'm the only person that wants a player and everybody else in the building doesn't want a player, I'm not crazy. Like we're gonna try to do what's right.
At this point, how would you characterize trade discussions with other teams?
Yeah. So ongoing. We're open to anything. Moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft, and you know, we're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
Elliot, there are obviously six quarterbacks of people I'm mentioning. Obviously, you're not going to mention it by name. Feel free if you want to, though. But how do you guys in general have them? Do you have them all bunched together? Do you have one or two on one tier, and then another tier, and then a tier below that? How in general, and also just following that up a little bit, do you have them rated in terms of how they're going to be playing in 2024, or you have them rated how they might be in 25 and 26 and beyond?
Yeah, I'll address the second part of that first. It's a long-term decision. I mean, I guess that's the best way to characterize it. It's a long-term decision. We look at upside, again, not just at the first pick, but at every pick. We look at upside in the draft, and we try to build out. We have player positions where we think we, you know, need to supplement now, kind of plug-and-play type players. And we have other positions where we feel like we can, you know, draft and develop those people. So as far as the way we have them rated, I'd prefer to not really get into that at this point, at quarterback or at any other position.
Whether you stay at three or move somewhere, do you feel like quarterback has to be picked?
No. I think we'd be comfortable with it. Yeah.
Do you feel that the roster as
I do. I read a lot of that storyline. I'm not really sure what that means. We have a solid offensive line. We re-signed Mike Onwenu. We have David Andrews coming back. We have three rookies that we drafted last year that are developing. We signed Okorafor from the Steelers. Hunter Henry, I mean, a good running game, a solid foundation, and a solid system in place with Coach Van Pelt on the offense. So I definitely feel like we can support.
Do you feel like we'll be able to back there?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you envision as a left tackle right now?
I think if the season started today, which I get on the guys about using that phrase because that can sometimes lead to bad decisions. Oh, you know, if we had a game tomorrow, we don't have a punt returner, stuff like that. If the season started tomorrow, I think it would be a Okorafor, but that is probably more of a question for Coach Mayo. He played there in college, and so we went back and watched that film, obviously evaluated him when he was coming out, and he's an athletic big guy, so we feel like he can make that transition back to playing on the left.
How much time do you guys spend on kind of war game scenarios or sitting there with the brain there, or what do we do with teammates, balls, offenses, two folks, players?
Definitely. We spend time on all those scenarios. When you're picking this high, fortunately, those teams that are interested are also doing that. So they'll reach out earlier than like when we're on the clock. So that makes it a little bit easier in this particular situation.
Any introductory conversations at least taken place in the
foundation? Yeah, there have been conversations that have taken place.
When you bring the quarterbacks in for a 30 visits, what are some of the things you
have to do here? Get to know everyone, kind of see how they react around the coaches, around the support staff. The scouting assistants are a big part of it, taking them around. You know, we do a medical. They meet with the coaching staff, and they go through an install and a walkthrough, and really just kind of get a feel for them, you know, as much as they're getting a feel for us in our building. So it's valuable. Obviously everyone has the film from their careers that they can watch and evaluate, but getting them, you know, sort of in our situation and seeing how they react is valuable part of the process.
Well, you said earlier you're not crazy. It's important to have consensus on a player.
Yeah, I mean, it helps, definitely.
Do you feel it's necessary?
I mean, among the real true decision makers, I think it is, yes.
Elliot, speaking about every team does it differently, do you anticipate going to like a smaller, you said, decision-making group? When will that be, and who will be in that sort of final group for you guys?
I mean, again, picking so early, we can kind of work through the scenarios, like not while the draft is going on. We've already had a lot of those conversations. As far as who will be involved, there's a smaller group of people that we'll talk to, you know, both in the scouting side and the coaching side, and we'll get together, Gerard and I, and kind of work through that along with Matt Groh, whichever coordinator on whichever side of the ball. And that'll happen at every pick. That's not just the first pick. That's an excellent question, and I'm really excited about Gerard interacting with the players. You guys all know Gerard; like he has a great way about him. He's very calm and easy, but also intelligent and intentional with what he says. So it's been really cool, kind of seeing him interact with the players, and there's a nice vibe in the building right now. Again, you know, it's week one, and nothing's happened that's bad yet. I think so. I think they are. I think it'll be a good situation.
I would say history here, like the receiver position, Patriots haven't had as much luck drafting and developing receivers, especially in the early round, say compared to like Packers. Is there anything you could sort of pinpoint to why that's been the case? What's been the difference in sort of like Green Bay compared to New England, and you know, how do you guys sort of change?
That's a good question. I'm not totally sure how to answer that. I think the Packers had good success. Ted Thompson was phenomenal at drafting receivers, identifying receivers in like the second and third round. You know, hopefully some of that rubs off on me, the things I've learned from him. I don't think there's any one thing that I can point to about why it hasn't worked here or why it worked better there. I don't know how to answer that.
Elliot, continuing with the receiver question, it seems from the outside that you mostly have a lot of Z and slot types. Do you feel that there's players on the roster who could fill that X receiver role, or is that a spot where you're still kind of looking to supplement?
I think we have players that can line up and play at X. Do we have players that on a 3-by-1 can beat the backside coverage every single time? I'm not sure we have that just yet. But we certainly have good receivers that we're excited about working with. KJ Osborne can play all three positions. We have Kendrick Bourne coming back, Pop, Juju. I mean, you know, the list goes on. We feel like we have NFL receivers.
There's a lot of different ages with these quarterbacks. Some of them are older, some of them are younger. How do you look at that in terms of development? You know, do you feel like those guys that are a little bit older, maybe cap ceiling wise or finished products, or how do you guys weigh those things when it comes to age?
Yeah, we don't really look at the age specifically, just more the skill set. All these guys have been coached well in college, some longer than others, but we feel like every individual situation is different.
Going back to the consensus idea, Gerard told us the owners meeting, but you guys were close to a consensus. How do you feel about these quarterbacks? Are you there now along the top decision making?
We haven't had that final conversation yet, but I do think there's a general idea of how we feel about these players. I think when you watch the film, you're looking for it and you see it. Obviously, our scouts have been compiling information on these guys from their colleges for years. Some of these guys from two different colleges, and that information is consistent, lines up, which always makes it easier. So we have that amount of information from the colleges, and then you can kind of see how they act, how their body language is on tape. And then when you bring them in, it's really do the people that are here, do the players that are here kind of gravitate to them while they're walking around the building? What type of personality do they have? And I would say I've been impressed with all the quarterbacks that we've talked to in that regard this year. Another team offered more money would be the main thing. In terms of? No, not yet. No. I don't know. I mean, it can work both ways. I mean, they have up until, you know, we're on the clock. So I've seen it in both ways. I was actually at the BYU Pro Day a couple years ago when San Francisco made that trade to go up to 3. And, you know, we were all there watching one of the quarterbacks. So it was kind of an interesting buzz to be at the Pro Day.
How has, if at all, how has your philosophy in terms of what you're looking for, especially high draft, changed?
I don't think it has. Every situation is unique. I mean, obviously Lamar Jackson's a Hall of Famer and we didn't pick him, so that's not a great look. But also, if we had picked Lamar Jackson at 1, you know, we might have had to pack our bags at that point too. So nothing's really changed. We're still looking for the good player. And, you know, I think in this situation, we're going to have the support that's needed for that quarterback if we draft one, whoever it is. We're going to have a situation where they're supported in every way possible to make them succeed. I do, yes. Yep. I mean, we have NFL receivers, we have NFL tight ends, we have NFL running backs, we have NFL offensive linemen. We feel good about where we are, and we feel through free agency on the offensive side in particular that we've been able to supplement our roster properly, so we're not having to draft for need as much offensively.
Elliot, a few weeks ago, Gerard, just kind of piggybacking off that, Gerard was talking about the receiver and how you guys were open to the trade, but he also said that hopefully a clearer picture kind of comes forth in the next few weeks. Is that an avenue you're still pursuing, or is that kind of, are you now focused on the draft at receiver?
You're talking about trading for a receiver? We've had conversations with teams about different scenarios, not just at receiver, but at other positions. So that's definitely something that we'd be open to.
Elliot, we haven't heard from you since the combine. Just curious, why did you guys sign Jacoby Brissett, and what kind of role do you envision playing this offseason in training camp?
Yeah, we signed Jacoby because he's a good player. He's a big, strong, relentless preparer. In terms of his ability to take a game plan and apply it through the week to Sunday. He's got a good arm. He's big and strong. And we feel like he, if we end up drafting a quarterback high, he is someone that can support that player and would be a positive influence on them while competing with them.
If you look at players throughout the draft, you look at players and say, that kid's a good football player. That kid's a good athlete who happens to be good at football. Is there a difference between the two, and what's more important to you, a football player or an athlete?
A football player is more important. I think when you get a football player that also has those athletic skills, like, that's kind of what we're looking for. Will we take some chances on height, weight, speed in the later rounds? We might. It kind of just depends how the board falls. I would say we're always going to err on the side of having good football players, but if you can get the good football player with those athletic scores that combine into what you're looking for, that's ideal.
Elliot,
if we name McCarthy,
I would say the best thing is kind of hearing what their teammates say about him. They're both very well thought of by all their teammates. Obviously, Michigan has a ton of guys in the draft. North Carolina, not as many, but they still have some significant guys. And it's just hearing how impressive they are as teammates, as people, as leaders. And again, I know you singled out two of them. I would say that's been impressive. I think it's a unique year. I'd say that's been impressive with all six of these quarterbacks that are kind of the top guys.
Between May and McCarthy and Daniels, could you legitimately envision yourself saying any of these guys would be absolutely on our team? In that, you're not going to be settling one.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think you could open it up to some other names as well. I think it's a really unique year.
Elliot, at the league meetings, Gerard Mayo brought up he just came out of nowhere and said, talked about Drake May's floor. I'm wondering, do you share that same sentiment? You also talk about the confidence that you have on Alex Van Pelt, Ben McAdoo, and T.C. McCartney to develop a quarterback if needed.
Sure. I don't know what Gerard said, so I'm not sure.
He basically said, you see the ceiling on a player like Drake May, but you also have to look at the floor on him.
Yeah, I think that's every player. I think you have to weigh the good and the bad on every player, not just at quarterback. Based on what I've seen so far, which is not a lot, I have good confidence in Alex, Ben, and TC. They all have a nice, calm way about them. They all believe in establishing relationships with the players, and they've all been successful at developing players. So that's how I would answer that one. Good. All right. Thanks, guys.